Langford is hiring 8 new staff and reorganizing other positions after a review by an independent consultant. The staffing increases and structure changes at City Hall have already been approved as part of the 2024 budget, and account for a 1.32% increase in property taxes. Langford has set the highest tax increase in the region at 15.6% and is expected to formally pass the bylaw on May 6. The review by James Ridge identified new positions for public safety, increased demands from provincial policy changes, objectives outlined in the council's new strategic plan and general staffing requirements to maintain service levels in a rapidly growing city. The recommended changes also address organizational risks associated with emergency planning, contract management, and human resources. While I recognize the challenging nature of this year's tax increase, I am confident that the new staff and organizational structure changes will better support the needs of residents, while taking bold action for future generations, Langford Mayor Scott Goodmanson said in a statement. The changes will allow the city to achieve strategic objectives, continue with current service levels, and maintain the city's long-standing corporate efficiencies. The city said even with the additional positions, it remains lean compared with other similar-size municipalities. The new positions that have been approved include Manager of Legislative Services, Human Resources Advisor, Legal Assistant, Emergency Management Coordinator, Communications Advisor, Bylaw Construction Officer, Engineering, Traffic Technologist and Application Developer, Analyst. The city expects it will fill all new positions within the coming months. Langford has reclassified 3 existing jobs to better support organizational needs. The Director of Corporate Services is now Deputy Chief Administrative Officer. The Deputy Director of Corporate Services shifts to Director of Legislative and Protective Services, and the Deputy Director of Planning is reclassified as Director of Community Planning and Climate Change. Some structural changes include the Manager of Building now reporting to the Director of Planning and Subdivision, the Senior Manager of Economic Development and Communications reporting to the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer, and the role of Approving Officer being assigned to the Senior Planner. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.